Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, another great guest, Bob Harlan in the first hour. And now we get Andrew Brandt here in the second hour. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Andrew Brandt, former Packers VP, of course, columns for Monday Morning Quarterback, and also has his podcast, Business of Sports Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good to be with you. I know it's a sad day, a lot of reasons, but it's just tough to hear the news about Ted Thompson.
Yeah, Ted.
I really don't think, you hear me all right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, my bro.
I really don't think people, even inside Packer Nation, certainly outside it, understand the incredible impact he had that lasts through this day as we host the championship game this weekend.
You know, it's interesting. I saw you tweeting about this whole thing going on after Ted passed away, and having different conversations with different players on Twitter and so forth. We talked about it with Bob Harlan a little bit. You know, his dedication to his guys, even when they were struggling, like a Mason Crosby or a Davante Adams, I think was one of his stronger traits.
Well, I mean, we were kindred spirits in terms of the demeanor. We're both pretty laid back, pretty even-keeled guys, and we're going to let the noise around influence too much. I mean, Ted is really true to his conviction. Always about guys like Mason, you mentioned Devontae, and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, geez, how many times over the years did he and I and everyone there hear, when are you going to trade him? You know, he's never going to play. Brett's never going to retire. Why do you need him? And then, of course, it goes back to the whole draft. Why would you take him? Last position we'd ever need, the most durable quarterback in the history of the sport. And he did. You know, he was true to his principles. And in a world where everybody's hot take and jumping on the next thing, it was refreshing to have Ted like that.
Andrew, how you doing? This is Leroy Butler. How you doing, my brother? How do you know when you have the right person in the scouting department? Because it seemed like Ted kind of knew that Dorsey and all these guys were going to eventually be GMs. What does that come from him? Is it playing football? Is it being, because one of my favorite people, you know, Mike Reinfeld, and he just, those kind of guys, it's black and white, cut to the point. When do you know that you have something good? Because it seemed like to me he was developing all these young guys. And they have to be appreciative how he kind of brought them up in the system. But is it an interviewing process with Ted? Is it something he feels like he just likes people to, I don't know, to make more money? I don't know. When does he always knew when to pull the right strings in the scouting department?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he had this way about evaluating people, not necessarily only players. You know, I look at Ted Thompson as an elite, like a truly elite talent evaluator. And that applies to players and that applies to people beyond the players. You know, when he evaluated John Dorsey, John Schneider, Reggie McKenzie, know, he knew he had special people, and he knew they would be plucked away to be GMs other places. I really respected that part of him. I think everyone knows he was not the greatest communicator, but he was not had no ego about jumping in, about letting others take the helm and take the credit. You know, in my area, Leroy, he was completely hands-off. He's like, Andrew, I trust you. You know, I would tell him,
oh, that's so refreshing.
I'm doing this deal. You know, and then he just let me do it. You know, whether I was $5 million or $10 million, he trusted me. So I really appreciated that.
Andrew, can you talk a little bit about, because you're right, you guys were in a different part of the room, so to speak, and I saw some stuff about Charles Woodson. Can you talk a little bit about the deal with Charles Woodson and how they brought him in? And because most people thought that his career was over, and then you were on the contract side of that. And how did that negotiation work out with you and Charles?
First thing Ted told me when he got the GM job after he came back from Seattle, he got the GM job. Like, Andrew, you know, I don't sign free agents. And I'm like, I get it. I know you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to be kind of the Maytag repairman here. Not doing a lot of contracts. But I also knew that he wouldn't totally avoid it. And it was just a year later, in 06, that we looked around. You know, we would never chase a free agent day one, day two, day three, but we looked around after 5 days. 5 days, and nobody's chasing Charles Woodson. And he allowed me, you know, John Schneider was pushing him, you know, because he was still like, okay, call the agent. So I call Carl Poston, and I tell you guys that was day one of 32 straight days where I was negotiating against myself for Charles Woodson, because let's be honest, he didn't want to come.
No.
He did not want to come to Green Bay. And I had, on the other part, he had no other teams. So he just kept hammering and hammering. Leroy, you'd love these questions I got. You know, it'd always be like, any black people up there? And I would say I had to be honest, right? I had to say,
especially
no.
With the Poston brothers, be honest, keep it 100.
Yeah, and I said no, but I'm Jewish, so no Jews here either. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, so anyway,
I love
it.
Go ahead.
It was a constant recruiting. You know, can imagine trying to get Charles Woodson when he didn't want to come.
Well, that and the Poston brothers weren't exactly the easiest to deal with either. I mean, Kevin and Carl, I've known Kevin for years, so I know what you were up against in that. And they had Michael Redd for the Bucks too. So
they had Terrell Buckley too.
Yeah, so yeah, I understand what that was all about. Yeah. Hey, real quick, I saw something else too yesterday, because Greg Jennings had tweeted out a thing about Ted Thompson passing, and you had mentioned that you know, Ted had his eyes on Greg Jennings for weeks leading up to the draft. And we heard Gutekunst yesterday and Mark Murphy talk about the draft board and how Ted essentially would hide players 2-3 rounds later than where, you know, he actually wanted to take them to kind of keep people guessing of what he was actually thinking. Did you have more of an insight on what he actually was plotting to do going ahead because you were the one doing the contracts and so forth?
A little bit. I mean, I think in that draft, as we got closer, you know, we were talking about receivers a good bit, and him and Elliot Wolf, like, you know, we like this guy out of what was it, Central Michigan? And we just talked about, you know, they said, come look at this film. It was just kind of a light moment during the day, and like, this is the guy. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone. This is our guy. He had a conviction about Greg. He had a conviction about A.J. Hawk where, you know, that was the year. You got Vince Young, you got Reggie Bush, you got Mario Williams, you got freak tight end Vernon Davis. But he wanted A.J. Boy, did he love A.J. Hawk. And then, of course, the most famous, of course, with Aaron. And, you know, we had 20 players ranked first-round grades, and all 19 were gone a few picks before us. And here's the decision of a lifetime, right? You've got the most durable quarterback in the history of the game who never misses a snap, the last position we'd ever need, and the coaches are going nuts. Like, there's no way in hell we can do this, right? Because he won't help us this year, next year, maybe never. And then Ted looks at everyone, looks at me, looks at Mike Sherman, and says, what do we always say? Trust the board. Trust the board. We're taking this guy. And I remember, like it was yesterday, we had a Lambeau Field draft party below us, 1,000 people. And the booing shook our core. I mean, it shook our souls, the amount of booing and the depth of it below us. It was the most panned pick in the NFL, and we just trusted it. He trusted it.
Yeah, I think, and the last one for me, I'm just talking about impact. As a Laker fan all my life, the most impactful passing was Kobe Bryant. That it just ripped us apart, and the team stayed focused. In that building, the impact of Ted, because he was only 68, as with Kobe was a young man, the impact upstairs is devastating, because we just had Bob Harlan on, and it just seemed like guys can stay focused because a lot of the younger guys weren't able to interact with Ted, but they could see the guys who were impacted, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, and these type guys, you know, Aaron Jones. It is impactful, but at the same time, you got to stay focused on the game. But Andrew, the impact of somebody like that upstairs, how can that trickle down to the team?
Well, we all hope it'll be, obviously, for inspiration and maybe that extra juice in that fourth quarter, whatever it takes. You know, the Win It For Ted hashtag is out there now. You know, the timing of it is dramatic. Really, it is.
Yeah.
We're hosting that championship game first time since 2008, you know, in that cold game we lost in overtime against the Giants. So, you know, he affected a lot of the star players there in bringing them in with Devontae, Aaron, Bakhtiari, Lindsley, all these guys, even Bob Tonyan. I know the younger guys aren't as familiar, but, you know, when you have your leaders express that and have that inspiration, I think it can only bode well.
Yep.
He is Andrew Brandt, a former Packers VP, and, of course, Monday Morning quarterback columnist, Business of Sports podcast as well. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Drew, appreciate it, my brother.
Thanks, you guys. I also got a newsletter. I'm going to talk more about this. So you can sign up at andrew-brandt.com. Sign up for the newsletter free every Sunday.
What do we get in the newsletter?
Gossip.
Get my personal thoughts and musings.
Gossip.
More I'm getting that. I'm subscribing to
so
that.
So what is it again,
amazing.
Andrew?
Sign up at andrew-brandt.com.
Yep. Yeah, it sounds good. Andrew, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm signing up to that.
Take care, guys.
You betcha.
Appreciate it.
There he is, Andrew Brandt on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.